Today's daf is Hoyrius Daf Ches, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So, the theme of Masechtas Hoyrius has been the halachas of the Korban Chatas. So if you ask a man on the street, who brings the Korban Chatas? Somebody that does an Avera B'shoigig, Shez Doinoi Koris. The halach is, he's going to bring a Korban Chatas. Stating that, as we've seen in the first week of this two-week Masechtas Hoyrius, there are many exceptions to that general rule. Number one, in the event that Roiv of the Tzibur would do an Aveira B'shoigig, again, an Aveira Shazdoinakaris, if they did so, Al Piyay Raz Bezdin, meaning Bezdin made a mistake, they paskin, something was mutter, when in fact, not only was it Aser, but it was a Dovah Shazdoinakaris. So the halachi is that each Yachid does not bring his own carbon chatas, but rather, the Tzibur together brings a carbon. It's a carbon Tzibur, it was known as the Par Helen Dover Shal Tzibur. It was unique in that ordinarily a carbon chatas was either a kizpa or a seira. It had to be either a female sheep or a female goat. This carbon chatas was a male, it was a bull, thus it was known as the Par Helen Dover Shal Tzibur. Another exception to the rule that we saw is the Par Koyim Mashiach. The Torah discusses if the Koyim Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol that was Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, if he did an Aveira B'shoigig, but it wasn't just an Aveira B'shoigig. He too acted based on a mistaken psak. He himself paskined falsely for himself. He was the Muflish of a Bezdin, like the Gemara said. He paskined for himself, and it turned out that he made a mistake. He acted upon that mistake. He now did an Aveira B'shoigig Shezdoinoi Karis. The halach is that he doesn't bring a kispa or a seira like an ordinary chatas yachid, but rather he too has to bring a par. The Gemara had a drasha that it brought several times la'ashma sa'am, where we compare the par koyim Mashiach to the par helam davar shal tzibur, so that many of the halachas that govern the par helam davar shal tzibur apply to the par koyim Mashiach. But regardless, that's the second exception to the rule. If the koyim gadol doesn't have aver b'shoigig, even though he's a yachmit, there's an idea of la'ashma sa tzibur yontif. When we learned together, we discussed that it could be the insight, the hashkafa is that the Kohen Gadol, as the representative of the Tzibur, as the one that was the ultimate Shliach Tzibur, he went lefnai v'lefnim on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he had a din of a Tzibur. You find sometimes a Yachid, if so many people rely on him, he can be treated sometimes halachically as a Tzibur. And this is a classic example of that, where the Par Kohen Mashiach, as it relates to his Karban Chatas, his Asham, his Aveira is not just an Ashmas Yachid, but it's an Ashmas Tzibur. There's an idea of Ashmas Am. Thus, his carbon is treated to some degree like the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. The third exception to the rule that we saw was the Nasi. The Nasi, as in not the Rosh HaShevet, but rather as in the king of Klal Yisrael, the Melech of Klal Yisrael, who sometimes is referred to as the Nasi, if he doesn't have Aveira B'Shoigig, the halach is that his status is different as well. Whereas an ordinary Chatas Yachid was either a Kispa or a Seira, a female sheep, or a female goat, the Nasi's carbon chatas was a male goat. When did the Nasi bring his sa'ir? When did he bring this male goat? If he did an Aveira B'shoigig, B'shigigas Maisa. His wasn't B'shigigas Ha'ira, like the Par Koyim Mashiach's was, but rather his was B'shigigas Maisa. So there's a lot of different variables in terms of how the Shoigig happened, which really are sugyas throughout Shas. There's an idea of a Shoigig Karv L'mezid, where he doesn't get the Kapara of a Shoigig because his Aveira is too Chomer. There's the Shoigig Karv L'oynes, where he doesn't get the Kapara of Shoigig because it's Karv L'oynes. He doesn't need the kapara of shoigig. So you always have to know what the definition of shoigig is. Like we said, many sugyas in Shas, but here in Masechtas Hoyrius, the Gemara is dealing more with the kapara of a shoigig where it was doina karis, where he has to bring the carbon chatas, and a different discussion in terms of what exactly his carbon chatas is going to be. Another thing that we saw that featured prominently here in Masechtas Hoyrius, and that is that if the avera shes doina karis that was done the shoigig was the avera of avodah zara, there too the Shulchan Aruch is going to be a little bit different. Number one, the Torah says that if somebody does an avera of avodah zara b'shoigig, whereas ordinarily a chatas yachid could be either a kizba, a seira, female sheep, or female goat, when it comes to Avodah Zara, it had to be Dafka goat. It had to be Dafka, the female goat, number one. Number two, when it comes to Avodah Zara, the Pasuk says, Nefesh Achas, Echad Nasi, Echad Koyim Mashiach, the Echad Yachid Mashma. They all have the same halacha. So there's no idea of the par Koyim Mashiach when it comes to Avodah Zarah. There's no idea of the Sa'ir that the Nasri would ordinarily bring when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Everybody's in the same boat when it comes to Avodah Zarah. There's no preferential treatment. There's no hierarchy when it comes to Avodah Zarah B'Shayi. Avodah Zarah B'Shayi, everybody brings a Seira. Additionally, if the Tzibur would do an Avera of Avodah Zarah B'Shayi, they would do an Avera again, Al Pi Helim Davar, where Bezdin made a mistake. Whereas ordinarily, if there was a Helam Dover, what was the carbon chatas? A par. It was the par Helam Dover Shal Tzibor. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, there was a par and a Sayer. The par, in this case, was not a chatas, rather it was an oila. Over here, in addition to the par, that was the oila, that had to be a sar l'chata. So again, you always have to factor Avodah Zarah into the equation as well. Just one interesting thing, just a ha'ara, and that is that it's interesting that if ordinarily a chatas yachid could be either a kizba or a se'ira. When it came to Avodah Zarah, it had to be a se'ira. Ordinarily, when the tzibra did an avera, they brought a par. When it came to Avodah Zarah, it was a par and a sa'ir. There seems to be some relationship, some shaykhis, between the chet of Avodah Zarah and a goat. What does Avodah Zarah have to do with the goats? I don't have my sarim with me now, but I think the connection is that in Parshas Achrei Mois, the pasuk talks about the halach of shchutei chutz and akrovas chutz, that a yid is not allowed to take a carbon that's kachem. We're soon going to learn be'ezus Hashem and mesach tezvachim. There's a whole parak called Ashoichet v'amaylo, one of the most lamdish prokim in Seder Kachem. It's a whole parak in Shas dedicated to these halachas, that you're not allowed to bring a carbon that has regular kedushas mizbeach outside of the makom hamikdash. If somebody does that, he's chayiv kares. It's what we know as shchitas chutz. It's what we know as halos chutz, akrovas chutz, zrikas chutz. All the different avodas were not allowed to be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "Al Pesach Hayom Moed Tivienu." If you look at that parsha Sachri Mois, the Torah gives a time of the krot. It's not very often the Torah gives a reason for a lois asay. That's one of the places where the Torah gives a time of the krot. You know what the pasuk says? You know why it's so important not to bring kachim outside of the Makom HaMikdash? Because v'lo yizbechu oydas sifcheim l'seir mashem zoifchem. So that you will not bring karbanos anymore to goats. Whoever brought karbanos to goats, says Rashi, when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they worshipped the same Avodah Zarah that the Mitzrim did. Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, V'halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. What was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim? They used to worship the demon. They used to worship the devil. Devil worship. Some satanic cult type idea. There was devil worship. That's what they did. The goat was seen by the pagans as the human, well, not human, but the living embodiment of Shaitan. And as a result, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim used to worship the goat, not because they thought the goat was anything, but that they believed that that somehow embodied their Avodah Zarah, which was devil worship, it was Shedim, v'chulei v'chulei. Al Kaponim, you see already in the Torah, the one Avodah Zarah that's mentioned so clearly in the Torah that the Yidden did in Mitzrayim, what was that? It was the goat. It was Seirim. So I think it's very moving, perhaps, that there's some sort of connection between the goat and the chet of Avodah Zarah. Ordinarily, a chatas yachid could be either a sheep or a goat. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it has to be a goat. Ordinarily, if the tzibur did an avera, they brought a bull. When it came to Avodah Zarah, it was a bull and a goat. Al Kaponim, just a little bit of an interesting order, regardless. And the Mishnah now is going to begin with a halacha that everybody knows, and that is that the only time you bring a carbon chatas is if you do an avera shizdoi nekaris. So everyone knows the halacha, but not everybody knows is the makar, and the makar to it is really today's daf. It's hoyrius daf ches amar al zok de gemara. Ein bezin chayovin. Bezdin is not chayiv. Meaning, there's no par helam davar shal tzibur ad sheyiru b'davar shes doin makar shugigas echatos. It has to be an avera that the yidden b'shoygig that had they done the mezid, it would have been chayiv kares. But if it's an avera that's not doin makaris, there's no halacha of par helam davar shal tzibur. V'chein mashiach. The same is true regarding the koyim mashiach. The only time the koyim mashiach brought his par is if the avera that he did was doin makaris. But if his avera was not doin makaris, he didn't bring his par. The same is true with regards to the carbon chatas that was brought for Avodah Zarah. Meaning, we've seen that Avodah Zarah has a special parsha when it comes to the chatas. So I would have thought maybe Avodah Zarah is different. No, it's not different. Same halacha. The only time there's a carbon chatas for Avodah Zarah is if it's an Avodah Zarah that's Stoyin Akaris. So you're going to tell me, isn't all Avodah Zarah Stoyin Akaris? So it must be there's Avodah Zarah that's not Stoyin Akaris. And the truth is, we learn Masechta Sanhedrin, there's certain forms of Avodah Zarah that there isn't Karis, there's no Skila. It's a Lois HaSei Ba'alma. The Chiddush is that if the Chattas would be for such an act of Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't have the Halacha of Karban Chattas. The only time you have the Halacha of Karban Chattas again is if it's a Dovah Shez Stoyin Akaris, B'Shegichas Chattas. Now the Mishnah mentioned the Parhelim Dovah Shal Tzibor, whether it's an ordinary Avera, whether it's the Chet of Avodah Zarah and the Kayim Mashiach. But as we're going to see in the Gemara, it's true for the Nasi, it's true for the Chatas Yachid. All Chatas was brought for a Dovosh as Doinikar. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? And the Tanya, Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi said, Nemer Kan Oleho, the Nemer Lahalan Oleho. It says the word Oleho in the parish of the Par Halam Dovosh al Tzibor. The Pasik says, V'noida Chatas Ashachatu Oleho, V'krivu Akol, Pau Ben Pokal Chatas, V'nemer Lahalan Oleho. And it says Oleho in the parish of Achois Isha, in the parish of Arayas. Ma lahalon dovah shez doyne koris v'shigigos echatos. Just like Achois Isha is an erva. It's an erva shez doyne koris. Afkan dovah shez doyne koris v'shigigos echatos. So too, the only time there's a parahalon dovah shel tzibur is if the aver that was done was a dovah shez doyne koris. Anyone that learned Masechtas Yevamos is familiar with the Gzeira Shava, Aleha, Aleha. That's Yevamos 101. That's the Gemara's tam for the first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos. The reason that an erva and the tsaris erva, the tsaris are the same, don't fall even the chalitza. It's based on Xer Shava, Yavama Yava Yaleh, and this pasik, the Isha Lachosa Le Sikach Litra, the Galus Ervasa, Aleh Bechayel. So this is the other Aleh Aleh, the not so well known Aleh Aleh. Either way, the Gemara says, what's the Makar? That the Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur was only brought by Davish Al Tzibur. Cars, we learn from Xer Shava. It says Aleh in the Parsha Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur, and it says Aleh in the Parsha of Arayos, specifically by the Achis Isha. The Achis Isha is a Chayvi Kriso, so we learn from there that the only time there's a parallel davar shel tzibur is if it's a chayvi krisos. Okay, ask chansi, but that's a makar that the parallel davar shel tzibur was only brought if chayvi krisos. Mashiach minola, and how do you know that the par koyim mashiach was also only brought if the avera was an avera shes doyne kares? The gemara laashmasam. It says laashmasam. Harei mashiach kitzibur. That's been the theme of the entire second parak of Masechtas Haris, that the laws that govern the par koyim mashiach are identical to the laws that govern the parallel davar shel tzibur, and it's learned out from two words in the Torah, laashmasam. So if the par helam davish al tzibur is only bedavish as doyne karis, the par koy mashiach is also only going to be bedavish as doyne karis. Nasi, how about the par that the nasi brought? How do you know that that's not a par? The sawyer that the nasi brought, how do you know that that's also dafka bedavish as doyne karis? Yalif mitzvois mitzvois. We learned that out from another gzeirah. Ksiv gabi nasi va asa achas mikol mitzvos hashem. Ksiv tzibur. It says by the par helam davish al tzibur va asa achas mikol mitzvos. Matzi bedavish as doyne karis v'shigigas echatos. Af nasi davish as doyne karis v'shigigas echatos. I learned nasi also from the tzibur. Yachid, how about an ordinary chatos yachid? How do I know that that too is only brought bedavish as doyne karis? On makro, the pasuk says, Ve'im nefesh achas techete b'shkaga. That's the parish of Chatas Yochid. That's mentioned in the end of parishes Vayikra. It's the Yilma tachted. That parasha is mentioned right after the parasha of the Nasi. The Torah says the Nasi that doesn't have Eir B'shoigig brings a carbon Chatas. What was his carbon? A Sa'ir, a male goat. If an ordinary Yochid doesn't have Eir B'shoigig, he also brought a carbon Chatas. What was his Chatas? A female sheep or a female goat. But when the Torah mentions the parasha of the Chatas Yochid, immediately after the parasha of the Chatas Nasi, the Torah says, Ve'im Nefesh. And we know that a Vav is a Mechaber. It always connects two parashas in the Torah. That means there's a connection, there's a bridge between the parasha of the Chatas Nasi and the parasha of the Chatas Yochid. Thus, just like the parasha of the Chatas Nasi is Dafka B'davash Shazdoni Koris, how do I know that? From the Parhelim Davash Al Tzibur, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. How do I know the Parhelim Davash Al Tzibur is only B'davash Al Doine Karis? Aleh, aleh, from Achris Isha. But the bottom line is, I know that the Chatas Nasi was only B'davash Al Doine Karis. So now the Vav teaches me, we're going to learn Tachtoin, the lower Parasha, Me'el Yoin, from the parasha that had been previously mentioned, we learned the Chatas Yochid, the Chatas Nasi, to teach me that Chatas Yochid is also only Bedavish is doing a karis. The Mishnah continued, it said, that Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, that father's a Chatas, is also Dafka, if it's a Dovash is doing a karis. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Tanu Rabbanon, the Fishi Yotzav is a Chavim lead the Ma'atzma, being that the parasha of Shoigig of Avodah Zarah is a separate parasha in the Torah. Now, the parasha of the Korban Chatas is mentioned in the Torah. Where? In Parashas Vayikra. The parasha of Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig is mentioned in the Torah where? In Parashas Shlach. It's not even in the same Sefer. One is in Vayikra, the other one's in Bamidbar. It's Vayikra and shlach. So it says the Braisa, being that Avodah Zarah was yotza lidoin ba'atzma, it's its own parsha. Yochla, I would have thought you chayuf. Maybe it's not totally, it's not meshubit to the rules of parshas Vayikra. And maybe you chayuf, afilu dover she'ein zdoin ikaris, v'shigigas v'chatos, nemer kan me'ein even nemer lahal me'ein. So for that the Torah wrote Gzeira Shava. It says me'ein in the parsha of Parol and Dabash al Tzibur. And it says me'ein in the parsha that discusses the Tzibur that were oivir Avodah Zarah b'shoikik. Malahal just like the parish of Param Dovish al Tibris, Dafka Bedovish is doing a chorus. How do I know that? Oleo, Oleo, Afkan Dovish is doing a chorus. So too, the parsha of Helim Dover by Avodah Zarah is only going to be Bedover, she's doing a chorus. Ashkechon Tzibur. Okay, so now I know that the Tzibur that does Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, they only bring their carbon, the par la'oila and the sar l'chatos, if what? If it was a dovish is doing a chorus. Yochid, Nasi, Mashiach minolan. How about a regular Yochid, the Nasi and the Mashiach? Oh, my krovim, Nefesh Achas. Echad Yochid, ve'echad Nasi, ve'echad Mashiach, kulam bechlal Nefesh Achas, ve'yil me'tachtein me'yalyan. Just like you have of Vim Nefesh Achas in Parshas Vayikra, that was Mechaber, the Chatos Yochid and the Chatos Nasi, you have Vim Nefesh Achas in Parshas Shlach. That's Mechaber, the Parsha that discusses the Tzibur that was Oved Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig, and a Yochid that was Oved Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig. And that Pasuk that discusses the Yochid says Vim Nefesh Achas, and as the Gemara has already mentioned previously in this Perek, Nefesh is Echad Yochid, Ve'echad Nasi, Ve'echad Mashiach. They're all included. And I have the Vav, V'yil Me'tachta Me'elyon. So if the Tzibur that's Oivir Avodah Zarah only brings their carbon, if they do it Bizdovish is Leinikar, the same is going to be true for the Yachid as well. Hakol Panim, we have a Makar. How it is we know that the only time you bring a carbon Chatas is if the Avera was number one B'shoigig and number two it was done B'dovish is Leinikar, and we were able to cover all the different variables, whether it's the Par Helam Dovish Al Tzibur, whether it's the Par Koyim Mashiach, whether it's the Sa'ir that the Nasi brought when he did an Avera B'shoigig, whether it's the Kizba or Se'ira that an ordinary Yachid, when he did an Aveir B'Shoigig, whether it's Avodah Zarah, and an Avodah Zarah Gufa, whether it's the Tzibur that was over Avodah Zarah Behelim Dov, or whether it's the Yachid, the Nasi, or the Mashiach that did an Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig. In all of the aforementioned variables and permutations, we have a Makar, how it is we know that the only time you bring the Karban Chatas is if it's a Dovish, it's doing the Kars. But the Gemara asks a Geshmak in Kasha, Geshmak in light of Mesechtis Yuvamis. That's all good. If the word Aleha in the parish of Achai Sisha is extra, I can use it now. It's mufna to teach me this gezerah shav. Kidamar el rabbanu mafkilei leil arayis v'tzarais. But according to the rabbanu mesachtis yivamis, who use aleh to teach me a gezerah shav between the parish of Achai Sisha and the parish of Yibam, they tell me that erva doesn't fall to Yibam. Chamesh esrei noshim poitreis tzaraisayim v'tzarais tzaraisayim and achalitzim and ayibam. The mekar says the gemara is this gezerah shav aleh aleh. So it comes out I don't have the word aleh in the parish of Achai Sisha to teach me that the par helim dover shel tzibur was only brought bedovish as doine koris. If that's the case, the whole binyan falls. Because what was the hanoches even apina of this drasha? It was a gzeres shava aleh aleh between the parish of par helim dover shel tzibur and Achai Sisha. Once we had that, there was a domino effect. There was a chain reaction that taught me all the other variables. But it all began with the gzeres shava. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, according to the Man Domar, that doesn't need aleh and Achai Sisha to teach me the halacha of Yevam and Staf Beis, so I can use it right here in Hori and Staf Ches. Elo, according to the Man Domar. Who's that Man Domar? The Rabbanon. The whole Mesechtes Yevamis, which is predicated on what? Aleh, aleh, Dovashes, Doine Kares, Vishigigasei, Chatas Minolus. How do you know our sugyo? So the Gemara says you're going to have another Makar. We're going to need a whole brand new Makar to teach me this idea that the only time you bring a carbon chatos is for Dovashes, Doine Kares. Says the Gemara, and we have the Makar. Nafkalum, the Masnilir, Shuma Levi, the Brit. Shuma Levi was once learning with his son. And he told his son, there's a passing of Parashah Shlach. It's in the parasha of Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig. It says over there, Torah Achas Yolochem, Lo'isa B'Shkaga. And then the pasuk says, V'anefesh Ashetase B'yod Rama, referring to Avodah Zarah, V'nichrso Anefesh Ahimi Kerevam. So the pasuk over there says a few things. Number one, it's discussing Avodah Zarah. It's interesting, by the way, The Gemara later is going to ask how you know that the Parsha is discussing Avodah Zarah. Meaning, we keep on taking for granted that that Parsha in Parsha Shlach is discussing Avodah Zarah B'Shoich. It's actually not Mefurish in the Torah anywhere that it was Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is going to bring the Makar to it soon. But we know it's referring to Avodah Zarah. And it says, V'nichrasa nefeshei mekerav amo. It doesn't just mean Avodah Zarah, it means Avodah Zarah Shizdoin Akaris. And it says, Torah Achas Yil Lechem Lo'isa V'Shkogo. We're talking about a Shoich. And the word Torah Achas tells me that this Parsha is the Torah. It is the Limud, it is the source, the makar, to every single avera b'shoigig that requires a kar b'chatas. What's the limud? Ma avidas kechavim. What's unique about avidas zara? Shechayavim alzdoin ekaris val shigigasoi chatas. Afkan shechayavim alzdoin ekaris val shigigasoi chatas. It's not learnt out from aleo and that whole chain reaction, but rather what it's learnt out from is Torah achas yolachem. I have one pasuk that teaches me everything. But the Gemara says ashkechon yochin nasi mashiach. The problem is that pasuk of Torah Achas Yolachem is discussing a yachid that was over Avodah Zarah. It's not discussing the rabbi. So for a yachid, I covered myself. Ashkechon yachid, nasi, moshiach, beim avodas kechavim, beim b'shar mitzvahs. So I got to any variable of a yachid doing an avera b'shoigik. I know he brings a kar b'chatas only if it's similar to v'nichrusu ha'nefesh ha'himi kerev amo. Torah Achas Yolachem lo'isa b'shkaga only if it's a davish is doing a karis. Tzibur minolan. How about the tzibur? So the Gemara says the Aleph Elyon mitachtoin. We just mentioned that in Parashat Shlach there's a vav v'nefesh achas techata that connects, it bridges the parasha of the Yochid that was over Avodah Zarah and the Tzibur that was over Avodah Zarah. We used it in the previous drasha. Here we're using it a little bit differently. Here we're saying that I have a makar that the Yochid that's over Avodah Zarah only brings a kar b'chatas if it's a dovah shizdoin akaris. Not only Avodah Zarah, but all Averis, it's only Bedavish Hizdoin Akaris. I know that from Torah Achas Yolachem, I'm now going to connect the parish of Tzibur, the parish of Yochid, and that's how I'm going to know that the only time you ever bring a Karben Chatos is if it's a Dover Shizdoin Akaris. Says the Gemara, for Rebbe, who was the first Mandom in our Sugya, Rebbe that learned that the only time you bring a Chatos is if it's a Dover Shizdoin Akaris from the Gzereshava of Oleh, he didn't use Oleh for Yevamos. But rather, he used it for this halacha. Hadra b'shua ben Levi mayavad. What does he do with the halacha of Torah Achas? Torah Achas sounds like it's coming to teach me something. What's coming to teach me? Dovish is doing a karis for Yosef Chatos. I know that. I know that from Aleh and the whole cheshbin of Rebbe. What then does Torah Achas come to teach me? Zok to Gemara Mapik Leilu Kedetanya. Very geshmak halacha. Fisha matzino shacholik hakozabim rabban yichidim. We know there's a chiluk between a yachid that's levit avodah zarah and a rabbin that's levit avodah zarah. And when we say rabbin, we mean specifically an Ir HaNidachas. That's a city where the entire city was Oved Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? Rabbim, an Ir HaNidachas, B'Sayif. Number one, the city's Chayv Misa, but which Misa? Sayif. Additionally, Mamoinim Avad. All their money was destroyed as well. Yechid, but Yachid, that's Oved Avodah Zarah, B'Skila. His punishment's Mochamer, he gets Skila, Umamoinim Polat. And his money wasn't destroyed. So on the one hand, a Yachid, that's Oved Avodah Zarah, is Mochamer than a rabbin that's levied avodah zarah. In another way, it's more kal. It's more chomer that a rabbin gets sayif, the yachid gets skila. It's more kal in that the rabbin's money was destroyed, the yachid's money wasn't destroyed. But the bottom line is that when a rabbin, again, an ir hanidachas, is levied avodah zarah, b'mezid as a very, very special parish in the Torah. It's the parish of ir hanidachas. So I would have thought, yachid nachlik b'karben hasen, I would thought maybe an ir hanidachas that's an early dachas b'shoigig should also have a unique parasha. And maybe the Shulchan Aruch, the carbon that the early dachas brings, should be different than any other carbon that any Oved Avodah Zarah ever brings. Any person that doesn't have a b'shoigig ever brings. Because being that the parasha is unique when it's done b'mezid, maybe it should be unique on the tzad shoigig as well. Talmud, loy mer Torah Achas Yolachem. That's what Torah Achas is coming to be marva. It's coming to be marva that even the Ir HaNidachas brought the regular carbon chatas. Meaning you would have thought that the Ir HaNidachas should be different. So it has to be different. It should be a carbon that we've never heard of before. Something that's completely unique. Kamash Malon, that a yachid that's levit avodah zarah, if roiv of the kol is levit avodah zarah, and even an Ir HaNidachas, the halacha is the carbon is going to be the same as a regular Oved Avodah Zarah. Torah Achas Yolachem. Ask of the Rab Chilki Meagrunya. Rab Chilki Meagrunya asks, I don't understand. Time of the Cholik HaKosim. Ha Cholik Hava Minanach. You're telling me that we need a pasuk in the Torah, Torah Achas Yolachem, to tell me that the Ir HaNidachas doesn't bring you unique carbon. What would that unique carbon be? You want it to be different than all carbonas. What's my nice? Nicey par. Should he bring a par? Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvah Sudamaisi. It's not unique. There's nothing special about a par. if the tzibur does a regular avera b'shoigig she's doing a karis, they bring a par. That's the par halam davar shel tzibur. By the way, the koyim mashiach also brought a par. Nicely par lo'ila basar l'chatas. Should the unique carbon be a sar lo'ila, a par lo'ila and a sar l'chatas tzibur v'edus gichavim with ma'ase? It's not either unique. That's also taken because the tzibur when the avera b'dazar brings that. Nicely sa'ir. Should he bring a sa'ir, a male goat? Nasi b'shar mitzvah sudamaisi. That's also taken. The nasi already took it. Nasi se'ira. Should we bring a se'ira? Yachin ami hainu karboni. That's what the yachid brings. So what would have been the havamina? Meaning, you tell me there would have been a havamina without teirachas yolachem, that there's something different, something unique, something special about the carbon chatos that the irani dachas will bring. What would be so special? So the Gemara, it's so good. I mean, I would have thought, maisi paralo oila v'sar l'chatos. I would have thought that he should bring a paralo oila and a sar l'chatos. Hani. Nice meaning, hanu nice ibcha. Par lechatas v'sar loyla. And ordinarily, when the tzibur is oivet avi dezara b'shoigig, what do they bring? A par and a sar. But the par is the oila and the sar is lechatas. I would have thought that maybe if it's an ir and idachas, it should be just the opposite. Maybe the soyer should be the oila and the par should be the chatas. So that would have been the unique thing. Inami tzarech v'in letakona. Or maybe you're right, I can't think of anything unique. But being that there's nothing unique, maybe you can't bring a carbon at all. And maybe you can't get a kapara. Ein lo itakona. Kamash balon, tayir achas teaches me that the ir and idachas is included in this parsha. Zoktima. The kuliyama mios, kiksivi hani krebe v'y tzchavim hu diksivi. Psukim and Parashat Shlach are discussing Avodah Zarah b'shoigig. My mashmas, we mentioned before the Gemara was going to ask the Kasha, this is the Gemara. How do you know? It doesn't say anywhere Mefurish in that Parashat and Parashat Shlach. Really, by the way, just in general, to be comfortable with these Gemaras that we're learning in Masechet Tzaris, you really have to go through the Psukim. You have to see them inside and really get comfortable with them. But one of the things that you'll notice if you look at the Parashat and Parashat Shlach doesn't mention Avodah Zarah. So the question is, how do you know it's Avodah Zarah? And the Gemara says three terutzim. Amar Rava v'Tam Rabbi Shua ben Levi v'Amri lo Amar Kro. The pasuk refers to an avera that was done b'shoigig, and it says the loshin v'loy sasuas kol mitzvah sa'ela. L'chura, Yidden weren't over in all the mitzvahs; they were over in one mitzvah. But the pasuk refers to it as loy sasuas kol mitzvah sa'ela. Ezoi mitzvah shishkul chala mitzvahs. What one mitzvah is comparable to all the mitzvahs? Have you ever zovei the zara? Are we discussing a shakul kikala mitzvahs? I mean that it's shakul kikala mitzvahs. It's for that reason. It's kikala. By the way, there's a nice toisvah. The toisvah says, "Why zovei the zara shakul kikala mitzvahs?" So, pashut, you think it's something with the echos, the tifkaid of zovei the zara? It's very simple because if a person is zovei the zara, that means he doesn't believe. If he doesn't believe, he's not going to keep Shabbos, he's not going to keep kosher, he's not going to do anything. So it's pasha practical. If a person is oivet avodah zarah, it's going to lead to being oivet in all the mitzvahs. Al kapanim, that's the first makar. The Rebbe Tana, the Yeshiva Rebbe, they taught, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Asher Dibur Hashem Moshe. V'ksiv, and the pasuk also says, Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem. Biad Moshe. Eizohi mitzvah shi b'dibur shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tzivah yidei Moshe. The pasuk seems to be referring to a mitzvah that we heard from Hashem and we also heard it from Moshe. Which mitzvah did we hear from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and from Moshe Rabbeinu and Maimon Har Sinai? Have you ever heard this kechavim? The Tanit Rabbi Yishmol. Anoich v'la yilucha mi piyak vura shamanim. Anoich v'la yilucha were the two mitzvahs that we heard mi piyak vura. And being that those are the two mitzvahs that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what were those two mitzvahs? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that's the mitzvah saseh of Emunah. Lo yeh lecha lihim acher malponai, that's the lois saseh of Emunah. That's the lois saseh of Avodah Zarah. Those are things we heard from Hashem. We also heard them from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the mitzvah that fits. Asher Dibra Hashem El Moshe, and Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem Biyad Moshe. That's how we know that pasuk must be talking about Avodah Zarah. By the way, this is also a Gemara and the Masechtas Makis. The Gemara says, Darish Rab Simloi, there's 613 mitzvahs. How do you know 613 mitzvahs? Everyone knows Tayag mitzvahs. All the Moinia mitzvahs have 613 mitzvahs. Whether you go with Rab Sadi Goyin, whether you go with the Rambam, the Chinuch, everyone had 613 mitzvahs. Where did it come from? A Gemara. It's in the Gemara, then the Masechtas Makis. The Gemara says, Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe, Mirasha Kilas Yaakov. The word Torah is Begematria 611. Says the Gemara, Torah, 611 mitzvahs, Tziv Alonu Moshe. Anoichi v'lo yelacha, the first two mitzvahs, mipiag v'ra shamanim, we heard from the Eibishta. So if you add the 611 that we heard from Moshe to the two mitzvahs that we heard from Hashem, so 611 plus two, what you're going to end up with is 613. And the Masechtas Makis, we spoke at a lot of raid on this Gemara. One ha'ara is Tosfos Kasha in Soita Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Ayin Shom b'meratzchios ve'in kamar koymi laharach. Another ha'ara that we spoke at is the Rishonim's kasha. Rishonim of Parashat Yisrael ask, is that true? We only heard the first two of the Aseres Hadibros from Hashem. The truth is, it's clear in the psukim of the Torah that we heard all Aseres Hadibros from Hashem. It wasn't just the first two; it was all Aseres Hadibros. There's many psukim in the Torah that say it mefurish. Va'idaber Hashem. Hashem told us everything. That's kol advar ma'ela. Anoichi Hashem alikacha. We heard all aseres hadibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that the Chachamim wanted that in Birchas Kriyas Shema every single day we should say the aseres hadibros. So in Birchas Kriyas Shema, you say Yotzei Ma'iris, Ahava Rabbah, V'yatzev V'nochi, V'kayim V'yosher. You should say the aseres hadibros. So why didn't they do that? Because they were worried about the tzedukim. Because they thought the tzedukim would say that, you know why we say the aseres hadibros? Because only the aseres hadibros are true. Aseres hadibros, says Rashi, that we heard from Hashem, that's emes. Everything else from Moshe, maybe that's not true. Meaning, we heard the aseres hadibros, says Rashi, from Hashem. How do you know it's psukim in the Torah? So what does it mean, anoichi? It's the Ramban's kasha. It's Evan Ezra's kasha. L'chair, we heard all aseres hadibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rishonim say, you have to say that it's true. We heard all aseres hadibros from Hashem. But we know that it was achas dibra l'kim shtayim zu shamati. It was masha in hapeh yochel l'dabr ve'in ha'oizin yochel l'shmoya. Hashem recited all aseres hadibros. But the Yidden couldn't understand all aseres hadibros. The only two of the dibros that Hashem said that we were actually able to understand was anoichi Hashem alikecha and lo yeh lecha elihim achir maponai. The Marsha and then the Masechtas Makkos says, because we know Bach Habakkuk v'midan alachas v'tzadik v'manasa yichya, the shayrish of all Tayrak mitzvahs is Amuna. Anoichi is the shayrish of all mitzvahs aseh. That's the mitzvah of Amuna. Lo yeh lecha elihim achir maponai. That's the shayrish of all loitz aseh, because that's the Bach Habakkuk v'midan alachas on the tzad aloitz aseh. So the shayrish of all the mitzvahs that we heard from Hashem, and that we also understood from Hashem. The other eight dibros we heard from Hashem, but we couldn't understand it. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to repeat it. The other mitzvahs, the other 603 mitzvahs, not the aseres hadibros, that we only heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. But the bottom line is, it comes out that really this idea of asher dibra Hashem al Moshe and asher tziva Hashem aleich biyad Moshe, according to the Rishonim in their Pirush al Torah and Parashas Yisroi, it's true not only for the first two dibros, it's really true for all the dibros. All the dibros we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't understand it, but we all heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, that is just a little bit of arbit. So again, we have two makaris so far. How we know that Parsha Shlach, that Parsha of Chatas, is referring to Avodah Zarah. A third makar says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Lemin Hayoyim Ashatziv Hashem V'Holu L'day Reisechem. The Pasuk refers to that mitzvah as the first mitzvah ever. What's the first mitzvah that you never heard? The first mitzvah we ever got was Avodah Zarah. Why? Because what's the first mitzvahs we got? That's aseres hadibros. And anoichi Hashem alikecha and lo yeh lecha elihim achir maponai. Frank, the Gemara, is that true? We got mitzvahs before that. Va'amar amar esa mitzvahs mitzav Yisrael b'mara. And one of them was Shabbos. Very good. Zok the Gemara, ela machvar to get the shana mikar. That knocks out the third teretz. You have to go back to the first two teretz. By the way, Tosfos, a very, very important Ma'ar Malkum, something we're going to have to speak about one day, more barichos. But Tosfos says that if you want to go down this road and you want to tell me that the aseres hadibros were not the first mitzvahs that the Yidden got, but there were other mitzvahs that the Yidden got. Shabbos, Mora. Why don't you go even further? We got Mila before that. Shvichas Domim, Dechsev Shoifich Tama Adam Ba Adam, Gili Arayas, right? The Shabbos Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So even before Mora, the Yidden already got mitzvahs. And Tosfos has a one-line answer. Mishum Dahacha Netztavu Yisrael Vahasam Bnei Noach. The difference is, it's true, the Yidden, Avram Avinu got mitzvah. Avram Avinu was a Ben Noach. Avram Avinu wasn't Yisrael. Is that true? That's the Mishlo Melech of Prashas Josh from Jewish Aleph. But B'mara, the Yidden were Yisraelim. Is that true? What did Yidden have by Mara? They had Mila, there was no Tefillah yet. How do you Nichtas L'bris? You need Mila and Tefillah. So that's the Kiddush of the Avnei Nezer and the Kosher Glava Goy and Hashem Yom Kondomi, they will always speak out. So this is a Tosis that we have to keep in mind. We're going to have to get back to this Tosis, but Al-Kopanim, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the first mitzvahs that we ever got, says Tosis, as an Ummah HaYisraelis, was in Mara. Mara was before Matan Torah. We weren't Yidden at that time. But Al-Kopanim, that's what Tosfos says. Elam Achvartz, you can't tell me that the Makar, how I know Parshas Shlach is referring to Avodah Zarah, because it says, Limin Ayoyim Ashativ Hashem Ahol Dairisechem, and it means the first mitzvah. It's not the first mitzvah. Elamai, that can't be the Makar. What is the Makar? Either the Makar is the idea that it's a mitzvah that was Asher Dibra Hashem al Moshe and Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem B'yad Moshe, or it's a mitzvah that shakul kanaga kala mitzvahs and ezoi mitzvah shehishkulak kala mitzvahs and v'yomer zu avoidas koichav zok digim mishnah weiter in chayavim ella ala se va'aloisa se shebe mikdash ve'ein mevien oshem toloi ala se va'aloisa se shebe mikdash. Anytime you learn about the Karban Chatas, you have to talk about two additional karbanis. Number one was the karban oil of a yoyret, and number two was the karban asham. Now, people make a mistake. People sometimes think that the karban oil of a yoyret was a karban oil. Right? Sounds like it was a karban oil. But really, it's a little misleading. The karban oil of a yoyret wasn't a karban oil. The karban oil of a yoyret was a karban chatas. The reason it was called the karban oil of a yoyret is because, whereas ordinarily, the karban chatas was fixed. What was the karban chatas? It had to be either a female sheep or a female goat. It was either a kizba or it was a seira. And it didn't matter how much money you had, whether you could afford to buy the carbon, whether you would have to borrow money to buy the carbon, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you have to bring a carbon. If you want kapara, you're going to have to bring the carbon. There were a few types of carbon chatos. There were a few averas, I should say, where the Torah says that if you do this aver b'shoy, you have to bring a carbon chatos, but we're going to work with you. So that the value of the carbon will determine on how much money you have. Thus, it's oila and it's yoyred. It's going to be more expensive if you have more money. It's going to be less expensive if you have less money. Thus, it's oil of the yoyre. The value of the carbon fluctuates. It goes either up or down based on how much money the balak carbon had. So again, we're dealing with an averish as doina karbis, because otherwise there's no carbon chatas. You now did a peshoik. You have to make a carbon chatas. Whereas an ordinary chatas is known as a chatas kavua. It had a fixed price, fixed dollar amount. This carbon chatas wasn't kavua, it was oil of yoyre. That's the carbon oil of yoyre. The second carbon is an asham tali. Asham tali wasn't a chatas. Asham tali was a asham. When did you bring an asham tali? That's if you have a suffix, if you have to bring a carbon chatas. So somebody did an averish as doina karbis. B'shoigig, he brings a carbon chatas. If he has a suffix, if he did an averish as doing a garis b'shoigig, meaning he has a suffix now, if he has to bring a carbon chatas, he's not sure if he ate shumin or if he ate chel. He's not sure if he was mechal Shabbos, if he wasn't mechal Shabbos. He's not sure if he was Eved Avodah Zarah or he wasn't Eved Avodah Zarah. B'shoigig. See, he has a suffix if he did an averish b'shoigig. Something that had he done b'mezid, he would have mechayiv kar. Something that had he done vaday b'shoigig, he would have had to bring a karban chatas. Now, if he has a suffix, if he did it, the halacha is, he brings an asham tali. Zok the mishnah tzvei halachas. Number one, the par helen dover shel tzibur, everything is coming together now, was brought when the roiv of the tzibur did an avera b'shoigig, al pi helen dover. Ordinarily, if somebody does an avera b'shoy, brings a karban chatas. If roiv of the tzibur does it, and they do it al pi helam davar, what's the halacha? They bring the par helam davar shel tzibur. Zok the mishnah, the only time you brought the par helam davar shel tzibur is if the karban chatas that would have been brought would have been a regular chatas kavur. But if the karban chatas would have been an oil of a yoyre, there's no parish of par helam davar shel tzibur. That's the first halacha. The second halacha is, the asham tali was only brought for an avera that had a chatas kavur. But had you known for sure you did avera b'shoy, you wouldn't have brought a chatas kavur, you would have brought a karban oil of yoyred over there. When you have a suffix, if you did the avera, you don't bring the carbon asham tali. So two halachas regarding the oil of yoyred. Number one, there's no parahelam davar shel tzibur by an oil of yoyred. Number two, there's no asham tali when it comes to the halacha of oil of yoyred. The Mishnah says this halacha, but in a little bit of a convoluted way. The Mishnah just picks on one example of oil of yoyred. The example that it picks is tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And those of us that learn Masechta Shavuos together, so we schwitzed for 3 weeks on the sugyas of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav right at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos. Some of the most difficult daffin and shas, where the Gemara goes through all the different nuances of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshah. But we know Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshah is an example of an oil of a yoyret. Says the Mishnah inside, in Chayavin, al asei v'al lois asei shebim mikdash. There's no parallel davar shel tzibur if somebody was mevatel asei or someone was over the lois asei shebim mikdash. What's the asei shebim mikdash? That's v'yishalchum in amachina kol tzru v'chol zav v'chol tamar l'nefesh. If somebody is becomes Tommy in the base of Mikdash, is a mitzvah say you have to get out as quickly as possible. What's the lois say shebe Mikdash? That if you're Tommy, you're not allowed to enter the base of Mikdash. But the tzad hashava shebehem is as isurim that relate to Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav, that as doine karis, still there's no parallel davar shel tzibur. Additionally, vein mevi'in hashem toli ala seva lois shebe Mikdash. There's no hashem toli like we just spoke at. Ava chayavim, you are chayiv ala seva lois shebe nida. You are chayiv the parallel davar shel tzibur, and you are chayiv hashem toli if you're dealing with the loisa seisha benida. What's unique about Nida? It's a Dovish is Dainik Karis, and it's not Oyle V'Yayr. It's Chattas Kavur. So again, the Mishnah is just picking examples of an Oyle V'Yayr and a Chattas Kavur. The example of the Oyle V'Yayr is Mikdash V'Kadashav. The example of a Kavua is Nida. But at the end of the day, the point is that there's a Parhel and Dovish Tzibur, and there's an Oshem Toloi. If it's a Chattas Kavur, you don't have those halachas. If it's a carbon oil of a yairid. What's an example of mitzvah say shabanida? Proish min anida. Umitzvah loisa say al tove al anida. Then the Mishnah, in a very cryptic way, says, what's an example of an asay shabanida? Proish min anida. What does that mean? What's an example of a loisa say shabanida? Al tove al anida. That means if you look at Rashi right here, Rashi says a pshat. But if you remember, in Masech Teshfuas, there was a Mishnah, not even a Gemara, a Mishnah that addressed this Mishnah. Very rare that you would see that. A Mishnah Masechta Shavuos that was explaining another Mishnah in a different Masechta. And Masechta Tzairis. But Al-Gabar, the Mishnah over there gave a different Pshat than the Pshat that Rashi gives over here. The Mishnah over there said that being that we gave an example of Oyle V'Yoyrit, the example was Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. What were the examples? Asay and Lois Asay. The Asay was where you were in the Mikdash and then you became Tomei. You have to get out. The Lois Asay was where you became Tomei before you entered the Mikdash. You're not allowed to enter the Mikdash. So we're just giving a parallel case for Chatos Kavua, where you do have Parallel and Dovah Shal Tzibur and Hashem Tali, that mirror the two cases. The Asay is Proish Min Anida. If somebody is B'Shas Tashmish and a woman is Pirsa Nida, there's a halach of Proish. You have to get out. And it has to be done in a proper way, with an Eivr Meis, not with an Eivr Chai. At the same time, you have the halacha that there's an issa to be boil in Nida L'Katchila. So just like this concept of the Yishalchum and Amachaneh by Tumas Mikdash, you have the same idea when it comes to Nida. Just like there's an idea of a Yitamu as Machaneim, so too you have the same idea with the Nida. But again, the Yisayit of the Mishnah is what we said. Zogim Arminanimili, how do you know this? How do you know these two halachas? How do you know that there's no halacha of Paralim Davash al Tzibah when it comes to Korban Eilav Yerid? How do you know there's no halacha of Hashem Toli when it comes it says the word va'ashem by the carbon chatos, uba ashem tali, and it says the word va'ashem by the carbon by the ashem tali. The nema va'ashemu betzibur, and it says the word va'ashemu by the parhelam davashal tzibur. So the chatos kavua, the ashem tali, and the parhelam davashal tzibur all have the word va'ashem. Ma va'ashem biyachir bechatos kavua, af va'ashemu betzibur bechatos kavua. So we learn the parhelam davashal tzibur from the chatos kavua. Chatos kavua, it says va'ashem. By the parallel of Shaltzibur, it says Va'ashemu, so we learn one from the other. Once we learn that the only time you have the parallel of Shaltzibur is by a Chatas Kavua, now we learn Ashem Toloi from the parallel of Shaltzibur, and we say Af Ashem Toloi, Nami Ein Ba El Al Safik Chatas Kavua. The only time you bring the Ashem Toloi is if it's again, a Chatas Kavua. So we learn Parhelam Davashal Tzibur from Chatas Kavua. We learn Avshan Tali from Parhelam Davashal Tzibur. That's how you know the whole effect. But the Gemara says, Ihochi, Karben Oilav Yair Nami Yoksiv, Vayaki Yesham Lachas Mi'ela. It says the word Va'ashen by the Oilav Yair. It says Vayaki Yesham Lachas Mi'ela. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Mecha Tesi learn Ashim Tali from Parhelam Davashal Tzibur and tell me only by Chatas Kavua. Maybe learn Ashim Tali from Oilav Yair and tell me that there's an Ashim Tali even by a Karben Oilav Yair. So the Gemara says, Donin Ashim Min Ashemu, the Ein Donin Ashem Min Yesham. We learn Ashem from Ashemu. We don't learn Ashem from Yesham. It says Ashem by Ashem Tali and Ashemu by Parhelam Davashal Tzibur. It says Ashem by Ashem Tali. It says Yesham by Oyle V'Yoyrit, which is a more direct comparison, Ashem and Ashemu, as opposed to Ashem and Yesham. The Gemara says, "My nafkamina, it doesn't matter when you're dealing with does it matter?" When you're dealing with a what? With a gzera shava, if the word is Oshem or Yesham, Vatonit Rabbi Shmuel, the Shava, Koyunuva, Koyun, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. Rabbi Shmuel famously made a gzera shava that's mentioned 1,000 times in Shas. That it says Vishava Koyun in one place, it says Uvaha Koyun in another place, Rabbi Shmuel or Taloka from there. The two words don't even rhyme. They're not the same words, but they mean the same thing. And that's enough for a gzera shava. So Madach Vishava Uba is enough for a gzera shava. Then how can you tell me Oshem and Yesham is not enough for Oyin, and not just that. Neilaf min va'ashem mitumas mikdash v'kadashav. It's true. All Oyin v'yoyreds don't have the word Ashem. But there is one Oyin v'yoyred that does have the word Ashem. Tumas mikdash v'kadashav. D'chsiv v'hu tameh v'ashem. So let's learn Ashem Talui from Tumas mikdash v'kadashav and tell me that you have an Ashem Talui even by a carbon Oyin v'yoyred. Amar apapa donen v'ashem u'mitzvah Hashem min v'ashem u'mitzvah Hashem. Now the reason we're making the gzeir shava from Parim Davash al Tzibur, not from carbon Oyin v'yoyred, because Parim Davash al Tzibur, it says v'ashem and it says mitzvah Hashem. As a And by Ashim Tol, you have the same two words. As opposed to Oil V'Yorid, where it says Yesham, which is enough for Gzeir Shava, but it doesn't say Mitzvah Hashem. Amalir, I've seen in Barash, Lurapapa, V'Nelu, V'Ashim, and Asiyas Avim, and V'Ashim, and Asiyas Avim. It's true, it doesn't say Mitzvah Hashem by Oil V'Yorid, but you have the word Nesiyas Avim over there. It says, Im Lo Yagid V'Nas Avim, which Oil V'Yorid is that referring to? Shvuos Eidos. And it says the word V'Lo Yoda V'Ashim V'Nas Avim in the parasha of Ashim Tol. So, let's learn again Ashem Tali from Oilav Yoyred, because they both have the word Ashem and they both have the word Nesia Savin. El Amr Avnachim by Yitzchak Donim Va'ashem Umitzvahis Hashem Ashaloise Asena Min Va'ashem Umitzvahis Hashem Ashaloise Asena Al Yechiach Shmias Kolobitus Sim Tumas Bidus Vagadishav. However, you can learn from Oilav Yoyred, Shleinema Ben Va'ashem Umitzvahis Hashem Ashaloise Asena. It says Va'ashem Umitzvahis Hashem Ashaloise Asena. It's like a, not just two similar words, these are like psukim that mirror each other. You have a pasuk in the parasha of Parahel and Davashal Tzibur that mirrors the pasuk in the parasha of Ashem Tali. You don't have that with regards to the Oil of Yared. That's how I know that just like the Parahel and Davashal Tzibur is only where the Chatas Yochid would be a Chatas Kavua, now where the Chatas Yochid would be an Oil of Yared, so too the only time there's an Ashem Tali is when the Chatas would be a Chatas Kavua, not a Chatas of Oil of Yared.